So we're going to go back to number seven, second century initiatives, and Kevin may have more to say, or was there, we were listening as we were driving in. Are there going to be questions or?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator. I would just like to open the time up now for any questions regarding the second century initiative, the Predator Bounty Program, Nest Predator Bounty Program, the Trap Giveaway Program. Any questions that were raised during the public hearing or open forum? Tom Kirschman and myself would be happy to try to answer any of those things at this time. So with that, are there any questions? Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I've had a few people contact me that had signed up for the live traps, and they're uncertain, or maybe they haven't read the right details. Maybe just review a little bit. If you signed up for one, how do you know, A, when it's your turn to pick them up and locations and things like that? Just the logistics side of it for the folks that are not in the know. I mean.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Olson, that's a great question. So obviously all the traps are not coming in at one time as they're being assembled based on the volume of them. And so what we're doing is the folks did the online registration and they made the determination of the location where they want their traps shipped to for a pickup. And those are all our GF&P offices scattered across the state. So as the traps are made and they're brought in as shipments based on those requests of where to drop off, we get X number of traps to a GF&P office, and then we have staff there making calls to the people that are on the list as they registered by location. So basically, once we get them and we call that person or individual that registered for those traps, we'll tell them that their traps are in, we have them, and you basically have about a 10-day window to come in and pick up your traps. And so we'll work with them in that fashion. But we don't want folks all coming at one time because we simply don't have all the traps in hand, obviously. And we will continue to call and coordinate those folks as they arrive.
That's great. Thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions? Secretary Hepler.
Thank you. By the way, commissioners, thank you for going on and visiting Kathy. That was very good of you guys to do that. So I'm sure she's smiling and she's thinking about us. So good for you for doing that. Thank you.
We should just say, I mean, it was a very good, I mean, under the circumstances, a very good 90-minute meeting. And she was happy we were there. She wishes here everybody the best. We wish her the very best. And so if you have, take some time and call or text or stop and see her, she'd love that.
Okay, well, that builds up some good karma with the world, so thank you. But commissioners and members of the public, one point I did want to, you know, John never got a chance, you know, to finish his letter, but at the end of that letter, one of the things that the people that constructed that said that they want this to be viewed as a pilot study, and they wanted the ability, you know, to go back and look and see this thing work or not, and, you know, and we agree with that. And the governor agrees with that. And so, you know, we're working out what some of those metrics look like. You know, Danai is going to talk about some education side. We're going to come back and have those conversations. So I don't want people to think this is going to be here for the next 50 years. We don't know. Let's see if it's really doing what we think it's going to do. And so that point of the letter, we agree 100% with those people that turn that in. And that conversation is going to be with the public, you know, is going to be with the, you know, with the commission, and we'll see where you go from there. So we'll see how this thing runs for 1 year. And by the other thing I mentioned, in the Rapid City Journal, they had a misquote. I think they said up to $59,000 per family. It's really up to $590 per family. And that's written around an IRS rule, $600. You have to do a reported form. We didn't want an 8-year-old to turn in an IRS form if that's the case. There we go, gone. So anyway, Rapid City Journal is going to change that. But yeah, it's not $59,000 per family. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have any metrics yet to determine success, or how are you going to arrive at the metrics to determine whether this is a success or not? Have you got it done, and if not, how are you going to do that?
Through the chair, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Phillips, yes, we have talked a lot about this, actually, and you know me, I like to quantify things, and I'm a numbers guy. So some of the things we are going to be looking at, you know, to evaluate the success or failure of the bounty program and the trap giveaway program is overall program participation and effort. How many people actually participated in the Nest Predator Bounty program? We'll have all that contact information. We obviously have the 5,500 households that registered for traps. We have the contact information for both of those program participants. We're going to send those folks a qualitative survey at the end of the program and to ask them specific questions. Do you plan to trap, you know, in the future? How did this impact future participation? Were you a trapper in the past? Those types of things we really want to know to really quantify, are we recruiting folks or are we just exposing them to trapping where they already were exposed to trapping? Those types of things. Now, other things we're going to definitely look at are the number of submitted tails by species geographically distributed across the state. We'll have that information. We'll look at, you know, where were these tails collected from? Were they collected from eastern South Dakota predominantly? Just looking at the overall distribution of those tails. And furthermore, we would like, you know, to really take a good dive into our trap education programs. And tonight we'll touch on this here in just a bit. But how are we going to track folks through the trapping education program is likely going to dictate, are they recruiting in to actually purchasing a license or not? Are we just exposing them to trapping, or down the road, 1 year from now or 5 years from now, do they become licensed do they actually purchase a license? So those are the types of things we really want to quantify. We're going to track those types of things, and that's going to be into the future what some of the metrics we'd like to quantify through the years.
Thank you. Any other questions? I guess that completes that subject. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're trying to accommodate any number of people with scheduling today. You want to do trapping education, and then we'll go to two or three others kind of out of order a little bit.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirshen, the Wildlife Division. The trapping education really ties in well to the overall summary of the Second Century Initiative. That's why it's on the list here as well. So I'd like to introduce tonight Beth Giar, our education coordinator.